With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fire!
Who's Gary?
It's up at the Bellevue Rotary Club.
Second hour on a Not For Me Monday. Puck with you until 1 o'clock. You can follow me on Twitter, JasonPuckin20, Curtis Crabtree. He's in the Redbox producers booth. Follow Curtis on Twitter at Curtis_Crabtree. We're broadcasting live from the Hydroplane Race Boat Museum in Kent Studio. Big thanks to Mary Lee Wamsley in Normandy Park. $1,200 donation. Total now is at $15,000 for the fine folks of the Ronald McDonald House. You can buy or you can just shop in person online. And get books, toys, clothes, race DVDs, and pictures. You go to the website, just search Hydroplane Race Boat Museum. And then on top of their website, you will see the tab that says shop. And it's all right there. It is Kraken Week. Expansion draft coming up on Wednesday. Is that we bring you headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com. There are reports that Thursday the schedule will be released. So you know when their first home game is going to be. Friday and Saturday then will be the actual NHL draft. Speaking of the expansion draft starting tomorrow at 6 in the morning, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the expansion draft at Gasworks Park. The only way to go is through tickets that we are going to provide. You cannot buy these tickets anywhere. So starting at 6 in the morning with Chuck and Buck, all the way through to 6 o'clock with Softy and Fane, we are going to give you a keyword. When you hear that keyword, you text it to 49451 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the expansion draft on Wednesday. 3:30 it starts. It will roll until 7 o'clock. It'll be broadcast live here on 950 KJR. It's also on ESPN2 starting at 5 o'clock. Chris Fowler is going to be hosting the show with Dominic Moore. Kevin Weeks apparently is going to be here. He's chiming in from various Seattle landmarks. All right. Let's head to the hills, North Bend, the river of the Snoqualmie. And joining us right now is a new father of a baby girl. He's back on the airwaves. It's been a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bucky Jacobson. What's up, Buck?
Oh, yes. The round of applause of one is always something that's got me so, so excited, Puck.
Hey, at least one person's giving a round of applause.
That's right. That is right. There's nobody else in the world right now clapping for me. And so I will take it and I will love it.
It's one more than you got before.
You're darn right it is, and it's been a long time since I've been cheered for, Puck, and so thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, congratulations to you and your wife, and then now Big Brother. We've got a new addition to the Jacobson household. Let's get all the measurables. What do we got here? Let's go name and let's go weight. Let's all of it. What do we got?
Oh boy, yeah. Well, so it was quite the experience. I mean, I'll just tell you from get go. Kate wanted to labor at home as long as possible. Well, we did that. We labored as long as possible. Basically, got to the hospital at about 11:45 p.m. 11:40. At 12:25, she was born. So it was.
Oh my God.
It was go time. It was. She almost had her in my truck. It basically is what it boiled down to, which would have been very scary because she came out with the umbilical cord wrapped around her head twice, or around her neck twice. I don't know what I would have been doing on the floorboard of my truck had something like that happen. But anyway, it was all went well. Healthy baby, healthy mom. It went really, really quick as far as that goes. At least for me, it was quick. I'm sure for Kate, it felt a lot longer than the 45. I mean, she was in labor for hours at home, having contractions. But the hard part, which God bless all you mothers out there, that is something. You know, there's often times when I'm just standing up to pee. And I think to myself, God, I'm glad I'm a man. I really am.
It's so true.
But that moment right then, there has never been a more solid take in my life than, thank God I'm a man, because I wouldn't be able to do it. I can just tell you right now, my wife's a tough woman, and to see the pain she was in, because she went all natural, no epidural, just that's what she wanted to do. And oh my God, God bless you, and God bless all the mothers out there. So it was awesome. Everything went pretty well, other than the whole umbilical cord thing. So she came out with a purple head, and you know, not crying right off the bat. And it really was only 5 or 6 seconds until she cried, and everything was good, or at least that's what I found out later. I still was kind of like, are we good? Like, her head's purple. Like, this doesn't look right, I don't think. But when she was crying, then everything was good to go. So, big girl, she's 8 pounds, 14 ounces. And yeah, she's, I don't know, all the measurables, right? They measure their head and their length and their weight. And I think the lowest was 92nd percentile is what she was. Oh, 21 yeah. and a half inches long, or like I said, almost 9 pounds. Yeah, she's not a petite one. The nurse, or the doctor said, she's a sturdy one. She's a sturdy.
I love it.
So that's a good, you know, girls don't want to be called big, so sturdy. That's sure. kind of the, and so name,
you know,
Grace,
what, athletic.
Athletic. Well, right now, very athletic build. She didn't have yes. the pudge, right? You know how they come out all skinny?
Cause yes.
obviously, they can't. Come out if, yeah. I don't think they'd come out if they were pudgy.
And
right
then
the
they just look like me soon.
Yes, and me yeah. too. Yes, yeah. And we just, it's baby fat. That's what you and I have. We've held on to our baby fat.
What my mom has been saying for 45 years, Bucky.
Yes, I love it. I personally, and I don't care. I'm squishy, and yeah. I'm adorable. You know, it's more of an adorable thing that I'm going for than the ripped up. That looks way too tough for me.
That's too much work. And the name?
Grace B. Jacobson. So, oh. Grace, that's actually a cool story. My mom's name is Deanne. My mother-in-law, she's passed away 6 months ago, so her name was Anne, and the name Anne means grace. So she's essentially named after both of her grandmas, or both of her nanas, as they like to be called. Nice. So, Grace B. Jacobson, a sturdy one, and all is well. Little redhead, she's got some red hair. You can't see very much hair yet, but it's red. So gingers, we're taking over the world again. People say we're going extinct, not in this family. So it's three gingers to one Kate. Sorry about it, babe. About the tempers and attitude things that you're gonna have to deal with for the rest of your life. Stuff. But
well, yeah, it's good.
It is good. Everything's good.
How's Big Brother? What's he like?
He's good, loves the heck out of her. I mean, he just constantly, I love my baby Grace. I love my baby sister. He loves her, you know, just cuddles with her and whatnot. Now, he's a bit of a, I don't know, klutz is the right word, but he got a big body and doesn't quite know how to use it. So we're constantly like, dude, will you stop flopping around your sister? You know, we're worried about him, like, falling on her, or, you know, like, just accidentally, like, kicking her or something. Yeah. It's like, just stop, simmer down. So he's a bit rambunctious. And then we knew coming into it, there's this whole thing of, you know, his world's going to be turned upside down to some extent. He was getting pretty much undivided attention from mom and some attention from me. And now, you know, she's preoccupied at times. She, you know, Grace likes to eat at the booby bar, and so there's times that Kate can't play trucks or can't do some things, and so it's he's kind of, you know, he's doing that, you know, there's a little bit of jealousy. He doesn't say anything, but he kind of is acting like he wants attention, you know. He's kind of doing things that are trying to get attention, which is a bit frustrating and irritating. But overall, I mean, I, you know, there's definitely no animosity at this point, you know. And maybe it hasn't been long enough for him to get jealous to where he's pissed at this point. He just is, well, I'm gonna do some things to get some attention because I'm not getting the normal attention that I normally would have. But overall, it's all is good, man. Everybody's healthy. Good. Mom's recovering well, and baby Grace she's starting to pudge up a little bit. She's already gained. You know how they say they lose some weight right off the bat? She barely lost any weight, and then she's already up over 9 pounds, almost 10 pounds already. She's pudging up. She's taking after her dad, and I'm in love. I get the whole girl dad thing now. You know, there's a, I mean, I love Bear, obviously, to death. I mean, he's my boy, but there's just something about a little girl that's just something. It's something a little different, and so I'm in love, and she already got me wrapped around her finger, and I'm basically planning on prison time. When she becomes of age that boys start looking at her, I'm basically just kind of conceding to the fact that I will probably go to jail. Hopefully, Bear can help me with that, right? He'll be young enough that he won't go to jail if he rectifies the situation.
Well, she's got a bodyguard now.
Yeah. Yes, and he's going to be trained into that role very well. It's going to be
so
someone looked at your sister.
Yeah,
what do you do, Bear?
Yeah,
stomp, smash.
Yeah, exactly, just like Hulk smash. Yes. When you left, I'm just trying to think where the Mariners were at. It just seems like this happened when I left on vacation for 2 weeks. Like, they literally started playing their best baseball, and then I came back, and now they haven't slowed down here. So when you left, were they around 500 or under it? And but now, you know, now they find themselves 6 games over 500. And I don't think any, you know, we've had these conversations all year long about what should they do, the rebuild plan and this and that. There is no one in this town that thought at this moment that in this part of the season they would be 6 games over 500 and legitimately have a shot at a playoff spot, especially the way they started.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right. Well, yeah, the way they started, and then that lull, I don't know what it was, a month into the season when they couldn't score a run. Right. I mean, they were getting no hit like every other day. Yeah, there's no way that anybody thought that this is where they would be. And yet, when I left, they were 2 or 3 games over 500. Yeah. So they had already started playing good ball. You're starting to see them kind of scrape together some W's, and then they'd get blown out. You know, they might go have 4-game series, or it's 3 good games, and then they lose one close one, and then get blown out another one, or they don't score, or the pitchers give it up, or whatever it might be. And yet now they've even kind of turned it up in the couple of weeks I've been gone. I haven't watched every single game like I normally do, but there's been dirty diapers to change and whatnot. But now they're just playing just kind of good all-around baseball just about every day. You know what I mean? You'll still have a kind of a bad one here and there, but that's the way the baseball is. I am pleasantly surprised. I did not think that they would be at this point. I don't know for sure. I mean, we got 66 games, I think, left in the season, and you got to figure that, you know, there's going to be still some ugly stuff that's going to happen from time to time that does happen with young teams. But there is no doubt that this team, they don't really care what all of us think, you know, that we're picking them to lose, you know, whatever, 90 games or 95 games, whatever people were picking. They don't care about that. They go out there, they kind of believe that they can win. And every game starts 0-0, you do have a chance, go out and, you know, put together a whole bunch of individual performances, and collectively, if you've come out on top, then you kind of believe. And this team, I think, believed before most of us believed, and that's growing. I don't think that's going away anytime soon.
What's impressed you the most about them as the season has gone on?
Oh, the most? To be honest, the biggest thing going into this season was, you know, it's kind of still part of the rebuild, and so kind of the growth of the youngsters. And while we are seeing some of it, I mean, Logan Gilbert, what he's doing right now and as of late is highly impressive. I think that's probably the most impressive individual thing. But the most impressive thing as a team is just kind of how everybody is ready for their time to step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same guy day in and day out. It's not Mitch Haniger that's winning the game, or Kyle Seegers, the guys that you would expect to kind of do it, or you would hope if they come up to bat, or they need to make a play in crunch time, that's who you want to be at the plate when you get in that position. It's not necessarily them. It's Shed Long, or it's Jake Fraley, or it's anybody comes up at any point in time and they believe that they can get the job done. It's like that. You got to want to be in the situation. We talk about Michael Jordan, right? You got to want to take that last second shot to be the hero. Well, I played with plenty of guys in all my years of playing that they didn't necessarily want that. You know, you're down by two and there's two guys on and you're on deck. They wanted that guy that's up to bat to hit a 3-run homer. They didn't want for him to walk. Like, I personally wanted him to walk. Now, if he hit a 3-run homer, I wasn't mad because I didn't get my chance. But if he did walk, I was excited to walk to the plate because now I get the opportunity to be the hero. It seems like that's the most impressive thing about this team is it's a bunch of young guys that they're going through some growing pains at times. Some of them are not necessarily playing as good as they could or should or we would hope. But every single one of them, I believe, kind of has that mentality of they want to be the dude. They want that opportunity to kind of be the hero and ultimately – one of them gets a chance one night, another gets a chance the other night, and sometimes they come through, sometimes they don't. But it's kind of a different guy every single time they seem to pull one of these games out. It's awesome.
How do they navigate the deadline? I mean, I've made this point. I think that they have surprised themselves, probably, and I bet you DePoto surprised where they're at right now.
Sure.
But they owe it to the fan base to do something to add to this team in order to get into the postseason. At the same time, you're not going to sacrifice, you know, some top prospect in your organization to go do something.
Right.
But if you can do something that helps you out this year and then maybe, you know, bleeds over to next year, great. I mean, we have talked a lot on the show about Nelson Cruz. I'm sure you guys have discussed Nelson Cruz as well. One, because he's still playing well and the Twins are going to want to trade him. And then he loves playing here. I mean, he's had good numbers here. But how should they attack the next 2 weeks leading up to the deadline?
Well, I mean, to me, it's a weird little tightrope that Jerry has to kind of walk, right? Because I don't think it would be smart to go out and make some big, giant, splashy move and basically ship off, you know, a handful of prospects for some big name guy that would be just like, wow, this is so exciting. And it would tell the fan base, we're going for it. We're going to try to end that playoff drought right now. But being 2.5 games out of the wild card at this point in time is a surprise to them, not to maybe the players, but to Jerry DePoto, to the organization, and to a lot of fans. It's wow, that we're kind of right here. We're definitely within striking distance. And so I don't think they should be in sell mode right now. I don't think you should be thinking, oh, what can we ship out to get more prospects? If anything, I would like them to make some moves. Nelson Cruz would be a wonderful move, but it would have to be something where you have a prospect that the Twins are interested in that all of a sudden is a guy that you're thinking, okay, he's my second or third best guy at that position. Or when I have him slotted in at a bullpen arm or a prospect that's going to come up, he's the second best third baseman that I have kind of right now slotted, to where I wouldn't mind spending a small prospect for a rental type player. But I don't want to go out. You know, a lot of times you'll see those teams that are in a playoff race, right? And they're kind of thinking about winning it all. And they'll go and they'll ship out a top prospect for a proven guy like Nelson Cruz to plug in, because they're not just thinking about making the playoffs. They're thinking about winning the World Series. And so you'll give up more for a rental player like that. Because it means so that season, there's so much on the line for that season. I don't want to go push all my chips in on like that type of a move. But if you could get a guy like a Nelson Cruz for something that I would deem as somewhat inexpensive as far as what prospect you'd have to give up, then I like that idea. If you could go make a move that is essentially kind of like a free agent move, but it's in the trade deadline, where you give away a couple prospects for a guy that you get that has a nice controllable contract, you know, somebody, Frazier, for example, somebody you could get in that's not super expensive, but he's not going to be just a part of this season, but he's going to be a part of next year and the year after that, and then you have a chance to kind of locking them up for long term. If you have a couple guys kind of with your eyes on that you think could fit that mold, then I'm okay with them. I'm okay with them going for making a move. I think that they should make a move to kind of better this roster, make it to where you can give yourself a real good fighting chance to make the playoffs this year. But like I said, it's a tightrope, because I don't want them to push all in and say, okay, then we're done at this point. We've surprised ourselves where we're sitting right now. Right now we're making that big move that could potentially set back the future for just the present right now.
Would you be hesitant a move like a Jonathan Scope with Detroit? I think he's, 28, 29 years of age. He's having a great season. Obviously, Detroit's not going anywhere. But he will be a free agent in the offseason. And would you have to give up too much to pry him away from Detroit?
You see, I don't know how much you'd have to give up for a guy like that. That's one of the ones that I said that is like the Nelson Cruz, where it's a rental player. And that's where I think you got to be real careful. Jerry DePoto, I think, has a good grasp on what he's doing, what he has as far as how stocked the farm system is. This is a place where, okay, we have enough. We have a plethora of young talent in the minor leagues to where we can give up a guy or two for a proven guy that'll help us this year. But I don't want to give up very much for a guy just for this year, for a rental player for this year. If you can get something that you feel is a good deal, where you don't mind what it is you're giving away, the prospect, the idea of what they could be for somebody that is proven and they're going to help us right now, I'm all for a move like that. But it's really one of those, boy, we're going to nitpick who they give away, and then we're going to be looking at this 2, 3, 4 years down the road and say, okay, whether we made the playoffs. If we make the playoffs, it's probably one of those, who cares if that guy turns out to be great? We broke that streak. But if you end up coming up short on the playoffs and that guy turns into being a stud for another organization, then it will have been a wasted move. And so I don't want to get too crazy when we're giving away guys.
Let me ask you, I got like 45 seconds here. It's okay. But let me just say, if they don't make a move at all, and they're still in this, they're in this window, which they will be in this window of a wild card spot. If they don't make a move at all to add to this team, and maybe they even get rid of someone, does it plant a seed of doubt in your mind at all if they actually will spend this offseason and spend in a big way?
Oh, yeah, I would plant a seed. I mean, the seed's already there, right? Because we don't know if they will. That's the finest. That's the cherry on top of this whole rebuild. You can acquire all the prospects you want. You can have all the talent you want that's getting ready to come up. But you have to finish the deal by going out and spending some money. I mean, we're not a small market team. Yet we right now, I think there's $30 million on the books for next year. If you think you're going to go into next year and you're not going to spend money in this offseason, then I will be the first one to flambase that organization and say, you're not right. You're just not doing it right for the fans. You're not doing it right for the city. You're horrible at what you're doing. I don't think that's what they'll do. But yeah, if they ended up just selling right now, it would be kind of it would water that seed of doubt that I think everybody kind of has. Some people think it's just full on. They're not going to do anything. They don't want to win. I don't agree with that. In no way, shape, or form do I think that a businessman like John Stanton is going to want to have a losing team, even if it means he's going to save money. I think that he's smart enough to understand if he spends money and turns into a winner, he's going to make more money in the long run. Now, if I don't know necessarily if they're going to find the right deal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Makes a move to acquire talent right now. But if they do, I hope it's one that's kind of a safe move, that we're not, you know, selling the farm to try to break the 18-year, 19-year slump, whatever it is, of making the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, great stuff. It's great to have you back on the air. You sound terrific. And best in, to you and Kate and everyone, to Bear, the new addition to
Gracie.
The family. Gracie.
Yeah.
Gracie B., right?
Gracie B.
Gracie B. That's wonderful. Congratulations to you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Sleep will obviously get tougher and tougher, but what a blessing to have now a girl in the Jacobson family. Buck, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Buck. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, there he is. Bucky Jacobson joins us on Mondays at 11 o'clock to talk a little Mariners baseball. Coming up next, it is the debut. You asked for it, and you shall receive. It's the F1 Show with the great Curtis Kraft.
Awesome.
Frost has taken the advantage. Senna is trying to go through on the inside, and it's over immediately. This is amazing. Senna goes off at the first corner. But what has happened to Frost? He has gone off too.
And it's Nico Rosberg, and Hamilton's onto the grass, and Hamilton's had a massive crash, and he's crashed into his teammate. The two Mercedes come together as Hamilton tried to pass on the inside.
And now he finds himself alongside Michael Schumacher as top in the record books. The world championship record is equaled. Lewis Hamilton wins the Turkish Grand Prix and is a 7-time champion of the world.
We asked him to put an open together in an hour, and he did it. It is the debut of the F1 Show. Curtis Crabtree, our F1 expert. We have been the F1 Show of record for days on this radio. Days, I say. The F1 Show of record, the F1 Show with Curtis Crabtree. We brought this up. I don't even know. I can't even remember how it got started.
I don't remember either.
And then we said, hey, would you like people, the audience, 49451, do you want Curtis, who's a huge F1 fan, to give? I mean, we're in the slow months. We're trying to find stuff to talk about, stuff that's entertaining. I don't want to talk about the Seahawks 24/7. Across the street does that. That's fine. Go for them. And we asked people, hey, do you want to hear them do an F1 recap? It was 90%, 95% said yes. It was out of control.
I was floored.
Now, this become popular because of the Netflix series.
I think it's made it more mainstream and accessible, And I mean, it's on at terrible times for our time zone.
But it's got everything. It's drama.
Yes.
All the drivers are good looking. All the wives, girlfriends of the drivers are good looking. The owners are good looking. It's European. Secretly, we all want to be European. And we are. I mean, we want that European lifestyle.
Christian Horner, the Red Boss of the boss of Red Bull, is married to Ginger Spice.
There you go. They've got hair that's beautiful. They're in perfect shape. They get to smoke all day long and drink red wine. I mean, come on. This is the F1 lifestyle. So, Curtis Crabtree is going to provide us the F1 show. We'll do it every Monday until the Seahawks start. You know, we'll move it. We'll move it. We'll move it to another time. But since you're here,
it's
why
a completely
not?
Regularly, irregularly scheduled segment.
So, how long is the season? How long does this go? When does it
end? It's a 22, 23 races. About every other week they race in general.
But when's the last race of the year?
November.
Okay, so we can continue during football season.
Yeah.
I'm sure management will be thrilled.
Yeah, that would be great.
Why aren't you talking Seahawks? We have the F1 show, Purple Sheep. What the hell is that? We're talking about F1 racing. Why? I don't know, because it's fun. So here's the thing I love about this. I know nothing about this.
Yes.
Zip zilcho. The only thing I know about F1 is Mario Andretti.
Yeah. He was mostly IndyCar, but yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
And then the Monaco Grand Prix. That's about my level of knowledge of this. However, I do like it, even though I really don't pay attention to it. But it's kind of like when they're racing around. Here's what I'll say about F1, what I like better about NASCAR and Indy. Like, I just can't get in a NASCAR, and they drive around in a circle. And I just think that's boring. I mean, look, kids, Big Ben Parliament. I mean, that's what it is. It's Big Ben Parliament. What I like about F1, I keep calling it FS1, is they're like street racing, so it's cool.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
All right. So give us the debut of the F1 report, Curtis Crabtree. He recaps the week and he looks ahead to the upcoming races.
Oh boy, we've had one of the few races. This would be a great race to start this off with.
Okay.
Because the British Grand Prix yesterday was wild.
And the British Grand Prix, this is a huge race.
Yes, yeah.
Like, do they have... Now, sorry, I'm going to pepper you with questions here because I don't know. I'm ignorant here. Do they have races like the majors in golf and tennis?
No, they're not worth any more, but I mean... There's more prestige around Monaco.
Yeah, more prestige around Monaco. Like, what are the, if you gave me four races that you have, like you say, these are the four times you got to watch it if you're new to it.
Sure.
The Monaco?
Monaco, just for the spectacle and the history of it. The British Grand Prix is usually always good. I'm majorly fond of the Belgian Grand Prix at Spa. I think that circuit's brilliant.
Okay.
And then probably one of the Far East races, like maybe Japan.
Okay. Good deal.
Suzuka.
All right. Give me the
Monza in Italy.
Okay, give me the recap. What happened this weekend?
So Max Verstappen is taking the hold over F1. He is kind of uprooted Lewis Hamilton's 7-year basically clamp on the top of the leaderboard.
Lewis Hamilton is the LeBron right now of F1.
Him and Mercedes have owned F1 for like the last 6-7 years pretty handedly, outside of 1 year where his teammate Nico Rosberg won it.
Okay.
And Red Bull and Max Verstappen have come at him hard. So Max and Red Bull are leading the Drivers' Championship by 33 points coming into this weekend. Lewis Hamilton starting second behind him and needs to lead the first lap, basically. Because if he's not getting out right away, Max is going to drive off into the distance and be gone.
How many laps is it?
51.
He can't overtake him at like lap 30?
He can, but it's... The way the cars are, it's going to be very hard for him to...
So once one of these drivers gets out in front, it's over?
In this particular race, it was going to set up that way.
All right.
And so Lewis is driving him hard the first lap.
Yeah,
first 6-7 corners, they're right in it. Lewis kind of takes the lead heading into about turn 5. Max rips it back from him. And then they come into the turn called Copse at Silverstone. And Lewis tries to throw one up the inside, can't quite make it stick on the apex, clips Max in in the right rear and sends him flying off into the barriers, wrecks his race, he's out, he ends up having to go to hospital to get checked out a little bit to make sure he's all right. Lewis continues on. And Max led the Drivers' Championship by 33 points. A win gets you 25. Max is now getting zero for the weekend. Lewis gets penalized 10 seconds because of the accident. They say he caused it, and they penalized him that. Doesn't matter. With two laps to go, he passes Charles Leclerc to overtake him and end up winning the race. And so now the Drivers' Championship is back to nothing. I think it's a 7-point lead now for Max Verstappen after the British Grand Prix. So completely championship-changing sort of race this weekend. Hell of an impact that Max took.
Is he he's from the Netherlands?
Yes, he's Dutch.
All right. Do we have any Americans in this?
There's an American team, kind of.
Is there an American race?
I don't believe so right now. The last one was actually Alexander Rossi that I'm aware of, who then came over and won the Indy 500 a couple years ago.
Are there any Bryson DeChambeaus in here?
Oh, there's egos.
Oh, so who do we hate in F1?
Well, Max kind of was that for a little bit.
Okay, so we hate him.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But.
Are we supposed to love? If I'm jumping on board here, and I'm jumping on board now. I'm all in. Are you still in the fantasy league for this?
No.
I can bet on this. So
yes.
This is great. Okay, wonderful. This is it now. Now that we've brought gambling into this, I am all in. Can I be all in on Hamilton, or am I going to be a poser because he's the best one?
Well, I mean, it'd be kind of like, you know, being a fan of LeBron and, and front running, but Lewis is a good dude, so.
This is like a fan of the Yankees.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot girlfriend?
I don't know that he has one right now, but he used to date Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay, so he's doing well for himself. Who else? Is there anybody else I should look at? I love the Canadians, and I see a Canadian driver here.
Yeah.
Lance Stroll?
No.
Don't stay away from him.
Yeah. His dad owns the team, basically. And
oh, so he's a rich...
yeah, I mean, he's not a terrible driver, but yeah, there's some nepotism there.
I love Mexico. What about Sergio Perez?
Sergio's awesome. Sergio's great. Sergio had gone...
Sergio.
Hundreds of races with never winning one until the very end of last year.
Yeah.
He won his first race last October or so.
Let's go.
In Bahrain.
I'm in.
Sergio's great.
I am all... What's the best team? Is the Red Bull the best team?
Red Bull and Mercedes are neck and neck. This is going to be the first legitimate championship fight between teams in a long time.
What's the next race?
It is in Hungary in 2 weeks. The Hungarian Grand Prix.
Okay. Who do we like?
Probably Red Bull.
Okay.
We'll look
at it next week. We'll bring gambling into this. This is a brand new segment. It's every Mondays at 11:30. Get on board, because I'm going to tell you right now, the F1 show of record here. The boat's leaving the dock. If you don't jump on now, you're missing it. Curtis Crabtree debut. I thought that was excellent.
And if you're skeptical about F1, just go watch the Netflix series. It's Hard Knocks for F1. It's brilliantly done.
Yeah, and everyone's
it's fantastic.
Hot. Just everyone's good looking. That's all you need. Sex sells in this country, damn it. All right, tweet of the day coming up next.
Performance.
You know, this really is a great week. It's Kraken week. Mariners are red hot. Bleeping Ted Lasso debuts on Friday. God, I cannot wait. And it's Freedom Week. Because the kids are away for 1 week at summer sleepaway camp. Thank God Almighty. Jesus. You know what? We deserve it. My wife and I deserve just 1 week to ourselves. Sleep in and not to hear, Mom! 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 What? I need you. For 1 week. You know, it's not that you don't love your kids, you love them to death. But everybody needs a break from everyone. And we need a break. And I'm going to tell you, my wife was asking me, how do you think, well, we'll get more on this at 12:30. How do you think this, you know, how do you think the vampire is going to do with this one? Because he's 7. I'm like, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Lewis! Mom! Mom! Yeah. Mom! Mommy!
That's what it's like.
Mommy!
This is exactly.
Mommy!
Yeah.
Mama!
Yeah.
Mama!
Yes.
Mama! Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy!
That's exactly what
Mommy.
It's like!
Mama!
We
Mama.
Don't get it as the dad.
Mama.
We don't get it like that.
Hi.
That's what it is. That's what he'll do. Mom! What? I need you. What do you need? Scratch my back. Jeez. Good God. So she needs a break. We all need a break. But I'm going to tell you what. I'll tease you with this at 12:30. There was a big concern now that the beast mode, the going on teenager, this is her fifth year doing this. Yeah, fifth year? Yes. Yeah. Fifth or sixth. I had no problem with her. She was, you know, she loves this thing. And it's the ultimate summer camp. It is like, you know, out of the movies, archery, canoeing, swimming, rolling around in dirt, campfires, s'mores. They TP other cabins. They sleep in cabins on these bunk beds. I mean, it is classic summer camp stuff here on Lake Wenatchee. It's wonderful. But there was some concern about the 7-year-old. How would he do? Is he, you know, he's 7? Is he going to be okay being a week? Well, I'll answer that question at 12:30. Was he okay when we were leaving? I'll just know I was not surprised. How this was gonna go? Tweet of the day here on a not for me Monday. Puck with you till 1 o'clock. Curtis Crabtree is here as well in the Redbox producers booth. Smarter way to watch and play. You can send us texts or tweets here on Tweet of the Day. We like to find interesting. Normally it's funny stuff, but we have a serious one today. Jason Puck at 20 on Twitter. At Curtis Crabtree. At Curtis _ Crabtree on Twitter. Again, we're on the Hydroplane Race Boat Museum in Kent studio. Tweet of the day. It comes from one of our listeners who asked me, hey, from Craig, could you set this up for a tweet of the day? And I said, sure. It's set up by Kimberly Smith and Craig Allen are organizing a fundraiser. Craig is battling stage 3 melanoma skin cancer. It was given to him on June 25th. As they wrote here in the post, it came to as everyone is a shock. Had a mole on his leg for a while. It's grown more and more. Turns out it was not harmless. The last 3.5 weeks have been a flurry of emergency appointments, lots of phone calls and traveling. He's missed quite a few days of work. And he is facing 2 surgeries. And he's going to miss work for about 6 weeks, if not longer. Even after doing all this, he was told he only has a 50-50 chance of the cancer clearing and staying in remission. He used almost all of his sick leave, doesn't have much left. So a fundraiser has been set up here for Craig. Any donations they write would be greatly appreciated. Money would be going towards medical costs, travel costs, household bills, any unexpected expenses that might arise from the surgery. Assistance he has tried to apply for is 2 months wait or longer. We'll tweet it out. The donation set up there. But let's see if we can help out Craig. He's battling cancer here. Don't want to see anybody go through this. And he's wearing a Kraken jersey, so he's a big Seattle sports fan, big Kraken fan. See if we can help our buddy Craig out, Craig's cancer battle, which is not fun.
No, I've had people affected by stuff.
Yeah, me as well. My dad died of lung cancer, so not skin cancer, but... Yeah, it's all serious stuff. So we're going to help you out and see if we can raise some money there for Craig and Kimberly for setting that.
Can we shoo in one F1 tweet?
Yeah. Well, again, if you've just missed the debut of the F1 show hosted by Curtis Crabtree, we just did it. 11:30s on Mondays will be the F1 show with Curtis Crabtree. Podcasts later on the iHeartRadio app. Soon to be. What do we got?
From one Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
After yesterday's accident. Glad I'm okay. Very disappointed with being taken out like this. The penalty given does not help us and doesn't do justice to the dangerous move Lewis made on track. Watching the celebrations while still in hospital is disrespectful and unsportsmanlike behavior, but we move on.
Okay. So there's their drama. There's drama in the sport. Is there more drama in this sport than there is like in, because, you know, NASCAR's got its own drama, or, and I don't know if Indy does, but NASCAR, you see fights all the time.
You don't usually see fights like that in F1. Not that they haven't happened. I know Michael Schumacher tried to go after Damon Hill back in the day once.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't see like the pit lane brawls like you do in NASCAR every now and then, or you don't really see that. But this is Max being as like pointed, like this is, I'm mad about this.
Yeah, we got some drama. We're going to have drama. We got a race in 2 weeks. What? Hungry?
Hungry.
There we go. Kevin Shockey, our APD, just tweeted this out. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be giving away tickets to the Kraken expansion party at Gasworks. We'll start at 6 in the morning. We'll run all the way through 6 o'clock p.m. with Softy and Fane. They're going to be broadcasting live from Gasworks Park on Wednesday starting at 3 o'clock. The expansion draft party starts at 3:30. There's going to be a lot of special guests that are going to be a part of the show on the presentation Wednesday from Gasworks, whether they're there in person or video. I guess I don't know, but the NHL did announce that special guests for the expansion draft on Wednesday include, how about the pillars of Seattle sports here? Sue Bird, greatest women's player maybe ever. Marshawn Lynch, who's probably the most popular Seahawk player ever. Lenny Wilkins, Jordan Morris, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Bobby Wagner, and Kyle Lewis will all be a part of the expansion draft festivities on Wednesday at Gasworks. It will also include Jerry Bruckheimer, of course, one of the owners, Kraken scout Cammy Granato, and Macklemore. And APD and I were wondering this question. Does everyone hate Macklemore? Because the responses are, why is Macklemore there? Does he generally hate? Is he not liked here?
I don't know.
Well, judging by the response of people on social media, the question is, why him? Why does he always have to be a part of all this? I don't know. To each their own. I mean, he doesn't bother me.
He doesn't bother me. Like, I wonder if people just think like he's stuck on the same two songs he released 5 years ago. And
two songs that made him rich, so.
It wasn't very much so, but that, right. It's like, okay, he's done one thing?
Just ask
quote
him
unquote. I don't know.
49451, the Coors Light text line, keeping Seattle chill, yay or nay or Macklemore? I don't know the question to that. I don't know the answer. I'd like to know from the masses. I guess I'm indifferent on him, so I don't really have much of an opinion. It seems like he's golfing all the time now, so I kind of like that.
Well,
and that's what I would be doing.
Funnily enough, he's got a clothing line now.
Yeah.
That he came out with.
But if you made money, though, wouldn't you want to just golf all the time?
Oh, yeah.
That's so... I kind of envy him what he's doing.
I'll tell you a story.
All right, Not For Me Monday is will continue to roll on. Coming up next, one of the best running backs.
It's Kraken Week. Tune in all day tomorrow.
Let's try that again. Go ahead there. Do your outro.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
I thought you were tossing out. That's my bad. I false started.
You know what? I was probably tossing. We probably should have just ran it. It's all good. Max Borgi, senior running back for the Cougs, is coming up next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.